Otherwise, admission is $10 or $12, I think, depending on who you are. And let's see, Friday the hours are 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 6. So you can't be there for the beginning of Animal World. You can give us an hour to work the glitches out. We'll tell you what's going on. But you can get in your car and listen to Animal World while you're driving down and get there at 10 o'clock. Be ready to come in because gates open at 10. And then you can come find us and hang out with us for the show. We'll have an open mic on the grounds. We'll have a mic so you can ask me your behavior training and healing questions and stuff if you want to on the air. We'll also have great interviews and for everything that's going on down there. But I really want you to come. You can check out more information at www.petexpowa.org. And if you need more information and don't do internet, you can call them at 800-999-7295. But I hope you'll come out and join us. Also, you may want to skip going down there on Saturday so you can go to the Redmond Saturday Market to see the Breeze Guards. Because if you've got dogs and you like to take them in the car with you, you need these Breeze Guards because it allows you to take them more often when the weather's warm. And they're powder-coated wire frames that fit in your window. They're custom made to your car. They're reasonably priced. And here's the hot news. Two things. Your car is actually more secure with the Breeze Guards in than with them out because they're not like glass and can be smashed. The windows can go up and down with the Breeze Guards in. It takes about 30 seconds to take them in or put them out, put them in or take them out. And if you have one on each side of your car, the interior temperature of your car will stay within a couple, 3 degrees of the outdoor temperature. They are amazing. And if you want to, you go to the Breeze Guard website and you can see the pictures and all of that sort of thing. And you do that from Martha Norwalk's Animal World on the homepage. Click on Breeze Guards when the link comes up and you can see them online. But if you go to the Saturday Redmond Market, you can actually see the Breeze Guards. And they are there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And please tell Sue you heard about the Breeze Guards on Animal World. Now, let's see. Last day for Freedom for the Fourth special at Seattle Animal Shelter. You can adopt adult dog or cat for just the cost of a 2-year license. It usually is $130 to $200, but they're waiving all adoption fees, but today's the last day. And let's see. What have we got that... Posado's annual Bark in the Park. It's going to be at Marymore Park this year. It's July 31st in Redmond. A day of fun, entertainment, demonstrations, agility, courses, and vendors. And they're having a fundraising dog walk, and you can now register for that. We've got a link on the current events section on the Animal World website. Remember, Meows, Fine Line and Felines is Saturday, July 16th. For wine tasting, silent, and live auction, www.meowcatrescue.org. And remember, they've started their Toms and Moms program. Meow will accept your weaned litter of kittens and take care of them and do all the things you do and find them great homes. And then you'll get a voucher for a free spay and neuter for both mom and dad cat. Very cool. All right, Northwest Stream Center has got a presentation on the Cascade Red Fox. It will be Friday night, July 15th at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required, so call them at 425-316-8592. And it's $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. Great presentations up there. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you about is, again, our gals in the high desert of Arizona. Well, they're down at the animal rescue now. They did evacuate. Now they get to go back. But to help Willa and Dee, we got to get money so they can go back to the high desert. We also need money to feed the animals at the rescue. And remember our 75-year-old lady who already had 20 miniature horses of her own, but she took in 48 head of other people's horses that were threatened by the fire. So she now has more than 60 horses on her property that she has to take care of and feed. She's 75 years old and lives on Social Security, for heaven's sakes. We need to get her money to help with these horses because the downside is the properties these horses came from were burned out in the fire. They can't go back. So we have to help these people and their animals. We are not going to forget them like is normally done after these disasters when it's off the news. So If you would like to donate, we have a relief fund set up at Chase Bank. You can go to any Chase Bank and deposit money, or you can send the money to me and I'll take it to Chase Bank. But you go to Chase Bank, you need the name of the account, and it's Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. Willa, W-I-L-L-A, D-D-E-E, Wildfire Relief Fund. And the originating branch is Oklahoma, because that's where Dee's sister lived, and she opened it up. Now, if you just want to send it to me, send it to the mailing address on the Animal World site, or you just write this down. You send it care of Martha Norwalk, 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you don't get the 251, they know who I am. But 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington. Send whatever you can. We're helping the people and the animals in the high desert of Arizona. All right. That takes care of current events, and we're over time as usual. But we're just going to turn this hour right around, so callers, hold on. Dr. Mike Saluski is on board. We'll turn this hour around and get right back to the phones, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM, 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our day before the 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Remember, we'll be at the Puyallup Fairgrounds for the Pet Expo next week. And you can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And by the way, if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And remember, July issue of the New Spirit Journal is out. I write a regular column about animals, and I've been talking about flies and fleas and moles and stuff. So pick up your copy at lots of locations around the Pacific Northwest here. It is free, or you can read it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. All right. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Mike Salusky is here with us. Dr. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
All right. We are going to the phones, and we tell you folks, we've got phone lines open. Dr. Mike is available for your animal medical care questions, and if you've been listening to the show, you know he is a wealth of information, and I thank the world of him. So give us a call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And first up this hour, boy, we are going to Port Hadlock. I'm not quite sure where that is, but we'll find out.
I know where it's at.
You know where it's at?
Absolutely. It's just real close to Chimicum.
I don't know where that is either.
How about Port Ludlow? A little north of Port Ludlow.
I don't know. It's west of us, isn't it?
It's across the sound.
Somewhere across
Absolutely.
The sound?
Okay. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous area.
All right. From Port Haddock, we've got Judy. Good morning, Judy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Salusky.
Thank you, Martha. Yes, indeed. And I do appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. Tell us about your dog. Her name is Rosa.
This is Rosa.
And what kind of dog is Rosa?
She's Australian Shepherd.
Oh, that's number two in the Aussie department. And how old is Rosa?
She is 13.
13, and she's a spayed female?
You got it.
Okay, tell Dr. Mike what's going on with her.
Well, she has nighttime incontinence, big time.
Mm. So when she's sleeping, she loses her urine?
Yes, all over the place. And she also seems to drink a lot of water at night. Daytime, she also does, but she's outside, and we can't really tell. I haven't noticed it in any bedding or on any of the furniture, so it seems to be more of a nighttime thing for her.
Now, have you done anything to try to resolve this problem, Judy?
We tried some pet meds that did not work. It was through our vet.
And
she did have a urine analysis. The meds were Proin.
Yep, sure.
And she didn't like them. She wouldn't eat them. And when I even put them in pill pockets, when I could do it even for a couple days, we noticed absolutely no difference. And I thought, you know, this isn't fair to her to make her do something that's not happening and not fun. So we quit. Her urine analysis that the vet did, I think it was just the dipstick thing. It was very chem only is what it says on her last invoice. But the vet said, oh, she's got a very, very healthy urine and also felt around her sphincter muscle and felt it was a bit weak, but she said it was not extreme. But anyway, that's pretty much the profile. We feed her good, precise, plus dog food. I don't know if the dry food has something to do with it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. So you're at the point where this is really causing a problem.
Oh, big time.
And so let's find out what we can about incontinence from Dr. Mike. What do you think, Dr. Mike?
Well, you know, the dry food can definitely have a component in the bladder, although it's usually with, you know, repeated bladder infections, not this incontinence, this enuresis. The thing that's interesting is that, you know, during the exam, obviously she was checking her bladder sphincter while she was awake. But when she's asleep, it might get really weak.
Oh.
It might not have the tone. And so if you're having this incontinence at night and she's just losing control that way, that could be part of it. The increasing of the drinking of water at night would also tend to indicate an imbalance as far as looking at it from the Chinese medicine standpoint. So to back up a sec, in Chinese medicine, if we're looking at incontinence, we don't look at all incontinence as the same. We're going to look at incontinence when a dog is asleep differently than what they try to get to the door and they can't make it in time, you know, versus dribbling urine all the time, that type of thing. So in an older dog, this is a very common thing, and in many, the proin does a good job in tightening up the sphincter and helping. But what I look at and the way I approach these things is that we've got an imbalance and usually a deficiency of the energies in the body, specifically the energies of the kidney, which help to support in the sphincters of the urethra of the bladder and of the anus. So, you know, incontinence in older animals is very common because they're losing that energy as they get older. So the way I typically approach cases like this, and what I would recommend finding somebody to be able to do, is to approach it with both herbs and acupuncture. From an acupuncture standpoint, you can stimulate the nerves and strengthen that bladder substantially. And then you can also do the same with the herbs. And from a day-to-day basis, a lot of times after you do a couple of acupuncture treatments and get them on herbs, it may take a month, 6 weeks to get things completely under control. But in most cases, you can really, you know, clear up the incontinence very, very well. And at the same time, you'll probably see a decrease in the water drinking and just have her overall health look a lot better, too.
Now, I'm wondering, Dr. Mike, because I often recommend when incontinence issues start is to have the dog chiropractically evaluated. Because of maybe subluxations.
With this history, and especially an older dog,
That
would, to me, it would be less likely that would be.
Okay, solution. That's what I wanted to know with you. How likely is it that there would be chiropractic issues? Less likely.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, less likely. I certainly, you know, I always go over that. But if she were two and having this problem, I would say for sure, you know, chiropractic would be my leading cause of it. But with her age and everything, most likely it's going to be the acupuncture and the herbs that are going to be the real solution.
Okay, and then the herbs would have to be given, in pill form orally?
There are pills. I usually use a powdered form that gets mixed in with the food. And
most
dogs, especially the ones that are for these deficiencies, are not, you know, that bad as far as taste goes. And most dogs, if you mix it with their food, will eat it up, no problem.
Oh, that's good. So, because I, you know, concerned, Judy said she couldn't even with the pill pockets give the proin medication.
Yeah, a lot of dogs don't like that stuff.
Really.
Yeah.
But you found the herbs you're talking about could be in powder form and mixed into Rose's food, and she would probably tolerate that pretty well, huh?
Yeah, most of them do. You know, Sometimes you've got to trick them a little bit, too, just like you do with other medications. But I rarely run into a situation where you have to go to extremes to try to get it.
Well, so now I'm wondering, Judy, you're over in the Port Haddock area. Is that correct?
Hadlock,
mm-hmm. Port Hadlock area. But I have the impression that you travel around a lot.
Yes, we do.
I don't know. Do you know any, but Dr. Mike, anyone that does Chinese medicine, herbs, and acupuncture over on the peninsula?
Port Townsend too.
Up around Port Townsend, I think Dr. Wilcox is in Port Angeles or in the Squim area, and does
Dr. Wilcox. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Port Angeles area, is that a possibility for you, Judy?
It may be. I possibly know somebody from where we come from, down by Paulsbo, too.
Dr. Finn, who does a lot of horses but does dogs also. And then on Bainbridge Island, I can't remember.
Oh, Bainbridge, yeah.
And I'm wondering about, isn't Dr. Cables over there somewhere?
Well, I'm not...
No.
Going there, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So a Dr. Wilcox in like the Port Angeles area, Dr. Finn.
Yeah, she's like in Kingston area or Poulsbo. And then there's another, and I wish I could remember her name, but there is a doctor on Bainbridge that's doing acupuncture and some Chinese.
Well, I can go online and find it.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. I did order something I wanted to ask you about, what your opinion is, just because I was doing the best research to find what would be a homeopathic one. And I ordered it. I don't know what how valuable it will be, but it's called Leaks No More. Are you familiar with that? It's a homeopathic.
I'm not familiar with it. I don't deal with a lot of homeopathic remedies myself, since I deal with the Chinese medicine.
Okay, I do know about that. I think that is a homeopath product. And over the years, Judy, I've heard some people say it helped. I've heard other people say it doesn't help.
Okay.
I suspect, with the severity of what you're describing at night, I would be surprised if it helped enough to do much good. I don't imagine, Dr. Mike,
that
would do any harm, do you think?
No, it certainly would. I don't think it would do any harm.
And as long as you've ordered it, certainly give it a try. But you know, and hope for the best. But
yeah, my opinion now is that I will send that back, and I'll follow through on the Chinese medicine and the acupuncture. I think that's the way to go. It's gentle, and as long as it's something that we can, as you say, probably cut back on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then when we travel is the big thing. We want to be prepared, you know, to have health, a healthy dog, and everybody be comfortable. So.
Yeah, now, of course, and you know, when you do travel, you know, Dr. Mike comes up to Sumner Vet every other Monday, and the next Monday he's scheduled to be there is July 18th, but then he's also, his full-time practice, you're down in, the Willamette Valley of Oregon, Dr. Mike?
About an hour south and west of Portland.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you're traveling through either of those areas, you could actually probably connect with Dr. Mike at some point.
Well, wonderful to have you. And, I've got some homework to do, and I sure appreciate this.
All righty.
I'm sure you'll be able to find a solution.
Yep.
So
let's find you. Let's hook you up with either that Dr. Wilcox, that Dr. Finn, or the vet on Bainbridge, and get some Chinese herbs going and acupuncture.
It's excellent.
And then, Judy, now that you've been on the air and we've talked to you, you got to update me to let me know who you're working with and how it works, okay?
You will hear from me.
All righty. Thanks,
all
Judy.
Right.
And let's, while we've got you here, Dr. Mike, because I don't think we know how to get a hold of Sumner Vet to make an appointment there for you, and that's 253-863-2258. How does somebody get a hold of you if they want to see you in Oregon?
It's
503-508-508-5738-5738.
And my email is Dr. Mike, so it's BRMIKE, at hindsightcare.com.
At hindsightcare, and that's hindsightcare.com. And so does that mean you have a website, too?
Yes, hindsightcare.com.
Hindsightcare.com. Well, cool. All right. So thank you, Judy. And let's next go to Seattle. And we've got Lois, I think, on the line. Lois in Seattle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Hi.
Hi, Lois.
Hi.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, Martha. Hi, I'm calling with a question about my cat, Jasper.
And it looks like Jasper, I can tell from what Scotty's done there, Jasper is a six-year-old kitty?
Yes.
And a neutered male?
Yes.
Okay, and what would you like to know about Jasper?
Well, he's basically pretty healthy. And I've been noticing, though, that there is a kind of lump or swelling on the left side of his back. I actually think it might have been there a while. I didn't really notice. He has long hair. And it's not hard. It feels kind of soft, like it might even have fluid in it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What I want, it's about the size of a quarter, possibly a little larger. And it's kind of flat, or, like I say, it feels like it could have fluid in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel hard like I would think of some tumors do. But the two things I wondered is if it might be related to a vaccine that he got last winter, or if it might be something malignant. And I'm partly wondering how aggressively to do something, because the deal I made when he was really little was that I would give him the best food I could buy, but that would be instead of doing really expensive or extravagant medical treatment. I could do something if it were really helpful, but if it were malignant, I'm just at a point of wondering what to do and how aggressive to be. I would like to help him.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where it could either be really not much of anything, or it could be something potentially serious, and it could be something potentially related to a vaccine, because you can get these sarcomas that are related to vaccines in cats. Now, normally, that would be kind of between the shoulder blade area where most of the vaccines are given, but it could, you know, with as loose as the skin is on cats and in a long-haired cat, it's certainly possible that, you know, when the skin was picked up to give a vaccine and then it went sort of back down,
farther down the back than between the shoulder blades.
Sure. And that's what
can
it sounds like.
Can you talk
like.
Just
so
a little louder? I'm having some trouble hearing.
Yeah, I can't hear you very well either.
Oh, okay.
But basically what I would do is I would go ahead and bring him into your vet and get it checked out. Now, the easiest thing they'll be able to do is take a little needle aspirate and grab a few cells from that area and be able to tell you, you know, what it is. It might be something very benign, like a little bit of a lipoma, a fatty tumor, or it could be something more serious. But especially since it's so small right now, the best thing to do would be to at least find out what it is, and then from there you could have get together a game plan. It sounds like it's probably not a big deal, but while it's small, there would be so many more things that you could do if it turned out that it was something more serious.
Now, because you said it's soft, Lois. Now, I know, Dr. Mike, in my experience, you know, I've seen a lot of lipomas, which are little fatty tumors,
mm-hmm.
and they
yeah.
usually are kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your fingers over them, you can usually kind of move them around a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it'll move around.
Does it move around? Now, is that enough of an indication to be a lipoma, or you still think she ought to aspirate it?
It's definitely, lipoma would be my first guess based on the location and the description, but
the only way to know it for sure.
Right, exactly.
Well, my second question would be this then. The vet I go to, I think they're good, but I think they're real traditional.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering whether to do this, if I should go to a vet that might be able to think outside the traditional box.
I think that's the initial diagnostics. I would stick with your vet that, you know, has the history. Now, if it was something that needed some type of treatment, you didn't want to go the straight traditional route or super aggressive route, then maybe look for somebody. But I think that consistency of care is certainly an important thing. And if they're doing a good job, and especially for this aspirate issue, they would, I'm sure, do a fine job with that.
That would be the same anywhere.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, not necessarily, Lois. I'm going to put my two cents in here.
Okay.
And, you know, vets might not like to hear this, but here you go. Because we know that cost is an issue for you.
Yes, it is.
I'd want to make sure, before I spent the money to go in to see your traditional vet. Now, I agree with Dr. Mike. They can do a good job of aspirating. But, you know, they stick a needle in it and they pull out some of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, a real traditional by-the-book guy or gal is going to say, we send this to the lab and pay lots of money to have it analyzed. I'd want to know that they have the capability of putting that aspirate on a slide and looking under a microscope, you know, on a microscope themselves. Because if it's a lipoma and it's fatty cells, that's easy for them to diagnose right there on the spot, rather than sending it off and getting you a lab bill.
Oh.
Now, see, if they do it and they don't recognize the cells or they're unsure, then sending it to the lab makes sense. But
yeah.
And I don't know if you'd argue, you know, not like that idea, Mike, but...
No, I think that's fine, because if it's a lipoma,
uh-huh.
it should be very easy to identify just with a, you know, on a microscopic slide.
Yeah, see, and that's what, you know, like Dr. Bill up at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital, my vet, that's what he would do. And he's done with some lipomas on my animals. Aspirate them, puts it on a slide, looks under the microscope. Oh, yeah, this is a lipoma. If it's a question, then you can send it to the lab. But make sure, you know, I talk to him and make sure they can do that.
That's a very good idea.
Because I want to save you some money.
Thank you.
Okay, and because we want Jasper to keep eating really good food.
Yes.
Because that's important. Don't you agree, Dr. Mike? Good food is important.
Absolutely.
All right.
I figured that's a good preventive for a lot of problems.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Now,
so
if they can't do that, is there a place you could suggest I would go?
Well, you could go up to Dr. Bill Burlingame at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital, because I know he'll do that.
Okay.
So you can call me off air if you need to.
Okay.
But and be gentle with, I mean, when you speak to them on the phone, but let them know that cost is a real issue for you, and you're asking that this can be done simply because you'd like to avoid laboratory expenses if possible, because you're on a real tight budget.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
Thank you very much.
All right,
much.
Lois, let me know how it works out, okay?
I will. Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and specials and sponsors, because it's the last hour of the show and we have to stay on time. And by the way, it's the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So pay attention, support our sponsors. Then we're going to the high desert of Arizona. We're going to talk to Willa. We're going to find out what's going on with them. And I understand, Dr. Mike, we may have some veterinary questions about some of their animals that we'll want to address with you as well. So
sure.
Stay with us. We got an Arizona Fire Zone report and some more medical care questions. Dr. Mike Saluski's here. It's Vet Sunday on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, you can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Jones & Company logo on the home page. That'll take you to their website, and you can find out everything that's on sale, which is usually everything but the kitchen sink up there. Always worth a trip to Jones & Company, and they need your support. The fabric store next to them closed, so it's just kind of shut down all the general foot traffic to the little shopping center they're in. So if you've been thinking about going to Jones & Company, get up there and support them, because they've been supporting us for a long time. Jones & Company Pets, you'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10. Good gab, great guest. It's all about the art of dynamic living, shared by celebrated people from all walks of life, many with a claim to fame. Then at 11, The Gary Mance Show. 2 hours of mastery and mystery from transformational teachers that show you how to get to where you want to go in life, to lively discussions of the world's most perplexing paranormal phenomena. That's Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10, followed by The Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150.
50.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Attention pet owners and pet lovers. America's Family Pet Expo is here, July 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Puyallup Fair and Event Center. It's the world's largest pet and product expo. Enjoy hundreds of animals, special activities for kids, pet adoptions, shows, and competitions. Plus, get special prices on pet products all weekend long. Bring the whole family to Pet Expo July 8th through 10th. For discount tickets, visit PetExpoWA.org now. That's PetExpoWA.org.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits in your car's windows. Breeze Guard keeps your dog in the car with the windows open. It keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to BreezeGuard.net for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out Breeze Guards now at the Redmond Saturday Market.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
We all want the best possible health for our animal companions. At Nature's Logic, we believe the highest quality and safest nutrition for your pet comes from Whole Foods, not chemistry labs. So we've created the first and only full line of kibble, canned, and raw pet foods containing no synthetic vitamins or minerals. Nature's Logic uses only whole foods and 100% natural ingredients to provide your dog or cat with complete and balanced nutrition. To learn more about Nature's Logic or to find a retailer, please visit naturslogic.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium, and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Kind of has a nice little ring to it, don't you
it
think?
It does. And this, of course, is for our beloved board op engineer, Gary Hill, who bailed on us today. So when he's gone, the kids will play.
That's right.
It's the Huskies that there, come
there's
out.
There's a lesson to be learned here.
Yeah, so he basically cooged it. So there we go. All right. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Salewski. And boy, we've been having a good show. I've learned a lot today. I hope you all have too. Dr. Mike, you still with us?
Sure am.
Hey, it's such a delight to have you. You're always such a wealth of information. And let's see if we can pull this one off, Mike, because we have both Willa and Dee in the hot desert of Arizona. Let's see if we can bring them both on. We're going to go, let's see, we've got, do you think we can bring both of them up at the same time? We'll see what we got. Let's, good morning, Willa, and oops, we lost Willa. Good morning, Dee.
Hi.
Well, all of a
I wasn't
sudden...
planning to be the one on. This was just kind of an extemporaneous question for the vet. So why don't you see if you can get Willa back?
Well, Scotty's on it. He's trying to get Willa back right now. Either Willa can call us right back, or Scotty's looking up her number. He's got it. He's going to try to reach her now. But let's see, to start with what we're going to do, and Dr. Mike, meet Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Mike.
And then we'll have Willa back in a minute. Let's, before we do the medical care questions, because I know you've got some animals you want to talk to Dr. Mike about, let's get an update of what the heck is going on with you guys in the fire zone of Arizona right now.
Oh, well, that was the part I was going to let Willa field. Truthfully, I think my brain is fried. We got to bed about 2:30 after trying to contain Cinnamon because she got scared of the thunderstorms, and then got woken up around 5:30 with a message that the well is out here, which is still out. So we're running back and forth hauling water from the neighbor's place to try to water about 35 head of horses and 25 dogs. So,
wow. And this is because these are your animals.
Go back to the air conditioning, get something to eat, and talk to you guys.
But these are your animals as well as the animals at the rescue where you're staying, correct?
Yes, yes.
And that's a lot of water to haul.
Yes, it is. And the weather is very hot, so they go through it fast.
And we
pretty well have to renew everyone's water at least twice a day.
Wow. Wow. So we were hoping on the monsoon to happen. Oh, now that's interesting. We've got Willa back now. But
yes.
I've all of a sudden got an echo, and Mike's hearing that too. But that's all right. I can live with that. If Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Everything sounds great to me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what counts. So let's see. Willa, are you with us now?
Yes, I am.
Well, hey, would you like to, Dee, would you like Willa to take over?
Go for it. I know she had some things to say, so I was going to let her field it. I just called just with a specific vet question that can wait till later or not.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Willa, Dee, you just stay in the background. We'll keep you on
okay.
So you can chime in if you want to. We'll let Willa say her piece, and then we'll get to Dee for the animal medical care questions. So, Willa, talk to us.
All right. One thing I wanted to mention, I caught just the last half of the last caller
mm-hmm.
in regards to growths and tumors.
Uh-huh.
And about 15 years ago, in the city, in Phoenix, there was a large company that was a disposal company for livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And we were unfortunate enough to have a colt break its hip and not be in a position to have anywhere on a Saturday to take the colt to bury it.
Mm.
And so out of desperation, we called this byproduct company to come pick the colt up. And I didn't want to just have them hauled off, so I went with them. I followed the truck
uh-huh.
and wanted to say some prayers about for the colt before they took him away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had never seen what a byproducts company looked like or animal disposal site. And it was a rude awakening to me.
Yeah.
Just piles and piles in large steel buildings of dead animals.
Ooh.
Primarily horses, goats, cows, sheep, and large animals, and some pigs. So I wanted to know what they did with this. What use was there? And the management was very abrupt and very rude, and it assured me that I had no business coming back onto the property. I shouldn't have come that close. I should not be there, and they don't have to answer any questions. Well, I took it upon myself to go back every day and sit and watch for a few hours. And I saw trucks coming to pick up what they were. They had these huge grinders, and they would take these the deceased livestock and put it in the grinders in its entirety.
Ugh.
And I had to know, what are they doing with this? Well, I came
I
to
bet
find
I know
out
the
after
answer.
I came to find out after following a few of the trucks that were picking up the ground up disposed of livestock that it was going to a processing plant that made dog food.
Yeah, I figured that was the answer.
Yeah. Now, what I wanted to bring to the public's attention, and I'm sure Dr. Mike has something to say about this, is that these animals were not healthy. The majority of them had tumors. They died full of antibiotics and other medications, inclusive of steroids. So something that came to mind was as time has progressed, we've seen more and more tumors and more problems with dogs for that are immune system disorders.
Yeah.
And I rather attribute that a good portion of the dog food companies are probably still using the same methods. And I thought I'd just throw that out at Dr. Mike and see what he had to say.
What do you think about that, Dr. Mike?
Well, especially kind of your low-end ones are certainly still using a lot of these, these products. I think that when you get into the, even in some of the kibbles and better, canned food and raw food and stuff like that, a lot of those are sourcing their, meats really well, and you're actually getting human-grade meat put into these foods. But, a lot of those are actually going, which is even, I think, more scary, are going into livestock foods.
No.
They're going into feed the animals that we eat, and I think that's scary enough in itself too. One of the problems that they had with the mad cow disease and all that was the fact that you had, ground up cow going into some of these feeds, and all of the all the products you're getting all the nervous system tissue, and so some of these diseases where especially you get these prions, these little micro particles that start creating some of these diseases are getting into these products as well too. So I think the food is a huge issue. I mean, and even some of the foods that aren't using those, that are using a lot of grains and stuff like that, you get into the whole situation of it screwing up, like you said, the system and the balance in the body, and even some of the better ingredients can do that because we're not feeding species appropriate. And that, again, it goes back to some of these things where what is appropriate for a cow to eat? Well, it's not other cows, I can tell you that.
Yeah, cows don't eat other cows in the wild.
Right. And then with the carnivores, getting into a lot of the grain and really super high processed food products, too, is, I think, equally as unhealthy. And then instead of using even the meats that are going into foods that are, from diseased animals and that type of thing, you're running a real risk, and knowing what's going into your animal from the get-go and keeping up that high-quality diet is a huge part of health and preventative health so that, veterinarians aren't needed as much and you're not going to get as much cancer and diabetes and immune system disorders and all that type of thing.
Yeah, and I would say for any of you that are listening and are totally grossed out and want to know how to avoid those rendered 4D animals, the way to do that is to read the label on the food that you buy. And basically, you're going to find, like Dr. Mike said, the likelihood of these ingredients being in foods are going to be in the cheaper grocery store type foods or the huge pet marts, the cheaper stuff. And especially those big, huge national companies that spend all their money on advertising and not much on ingredients. And the way to know, at least, and Mike, correct me if you know something more than I do, but you look for and the ingredients you want to avoid are meat meal or meat byproducts.
That's exactly right.
And generic animal fat. You want the protein sources identified, because meat meal, meat byproducts, generic animal fat, often bone meal as well, come from those big vats of all kinds of yucky stuff, which can even include euthanized dogs and cats.
Yes.
So you want, chicken meal or turkey meal or venison meal or rabbit or whatever it is you want it identified, and you want the fat identified, chicken fat, or, you know, you want it identified. So anything else you can add to that, Dr. Mike?
No, I think that's spot on. You know, if you've got, if the ingredient says, you know, chicken or, you know, or veal or something like that, you know, and not, like you said, not the meal, not the byproducts, that's going to be something that hasn't really been, it's going to be a better quality meat. You certainly don't know for sure the source, if it's, you know, going to be a human grade. You've got to investigate the individual companies for where they're sourcing their meat and that type of thing. But you're going to, you start getting into, like I said, the different meals and byproducts, it's just going to be a mishmash of, you know, at best, the stuff they swept off of the floor of the you know, the butcher, and at the worst, a big pile of, you know, dead animals that have gone into that.
Yeah. Well, a good point to bring up, Willa. What's next on your list?
Actually, I'm sorry. Actually, I have one more question in regards to this.
Sure.
I'm not able to really clearly hear Dr. Mike. I'm catching a word now and then. But there are veterinary prescribed prescription diets that are made by specific companies, which, of course, I won't name. But they are lines of, for instance, diets for dogs with kidney problems or liver or weight gain. And so they have low weight or kidney, designed for kidney stones. But I question those. What are the ingredients in those prescription diet products? Are we really doing our animals a favor by using those commercial products that are carried by the veterinarians?
What do you think about that, Dr. Mike?
Well, I'll tell you that I don't believe that any of those prescription products are using meat ingredients from rendering plants. I think that's highly unlikely. But that said, I hardly ever would recommend those products anyway, just because of the fact that they are so highly processed. I think that the nutritive value of those products is so poor, and that they don't often help in the problems that you're trying to correct, and I think oftentimes make them worse, where it's kind of it may not be the worst ingredients in the world, but it's probably about as far away from a whole food, you know, ingredient. It's more like a diet that's been, you know, put together by a bunch of, you know, chemists in a lab, and they're throwing in, oh, we're going to use this protein and we're going to do this, and it's so processed that, say, just the nutritive value of those products, I think it's horrible. And you can, in my line of work anyway, you can do so much better with raw foods or home-cooked diets that are using ingredients that you can get a handle on, and you can make a prescription meal that is a much higher quality than those products are.
Yeah, and I would say just my personal opinion on this, folks, is that I think those prescription diets are one of the poorest quality diets available on the market, and you could not pay me enough to feed them to my animals. Period, end of discussion, no matter what was going on with my animals. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm glad to get that feedback. I'm very pleased to get some feedback on that, because it's been a question for a while now.
Okay. Now, anything else about your animal friends going on, Will or Dee, that you want to know about?
Yes, actually, we're seeing more and more animals turned out, just turned loose in the forest.
Oh.
Not only because of fire or disasters or, unfortunately, what will be happening in the future is the flooding, but because of economics. And I don't understand why people think they can take a horse that they have raised or has spent its life in a corral or a stall being fed hay and grains, and then turn it out on the forest and expect it to survive. They say, oh, well, they were wild once.
Yeah.
Well, there were wild horses and are wild horses, and there are more feral horses than wild horses. But we're talking about horses that people had for years and were stabled, and then all of a sudden, because of an economic decline, they're unable to keep the horses. Well, There are rescues out there. There are other answers. Please, if you cannot keep your pets, please advertise. Please look for homes. Don't think that they can take a dog and drop it off in a neighborhood and, oh, well, it'll find a home. Or take a horse and or a goat and drop it off in the forest. That is one of the cruelest things that can be done with these animals.
Yeah, very sure.
Because they not only starve to death, but this is how ridiculous some people's thought process is. We have spoken to brand inspectors that have actually found horses in the forest not only undernourished, but their feet, the people shod them before they turned them out. Mm. They put shoes on them to protect their feet. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't even see the logic behind that. People are not thinking about what the alternatives are and what the outcome is.
Yeah, now we're getting very short on time, you guys, so I'm going to speed this up. Now, I know there was one other thing that Willa wanted to mention, and I'm going to encapsulate this so because we're running out of time. And that is there's another thing going on down in, you know, the high desert and where they are in Arizona in this fire zone that actually applies to some things going on up here. And that is this fire is displacing a lot of wildlife, and the wildlife are showing up on people's properties, specifically like elk and deer and, you know, and coyotes and that kind of stuff. And Willa and Dee say a lot of the people down there are thinking that they're helping the wildlife by feeding them in their yards. And there was actually a case very recently down there related to this fire where a woman was feeding elk in her front yard thinking she's helping, and then a big bull elk came in and almost killed her. So not only are you providing inappropriate food sources and establishing a precedence for them, when you provide food, more come, but you're not helping the animals. And this goes on up here when, of course, we get the black bear coming through our neighborhoods and stuff, and people try to feed them, and the raccoons and the coyotes. It's really important, folks, wherever you are, don't mess with Mother Nature and leave the wildlife alone and do not feed them. Because you habituate them to humans, you're signing their death certificates, as well as maybe your own at some point. So did that get the point across, Willa?
Yeah.
And we're going to spend more time with Dee and Willa on the 17th, and we'll go into this. But is there anything, your personal animals, I think you wanted to ask Dr. Mike a medical care question. I want to make sure you have a chance to do that before we run out of time.
Actually, my question was in regards to the prescription diet foods.
Oh, okay. Well, now what about you have these rescue herd dogs? You've got two that.
Yeah, we call them Khufus. They're actually several people have these dogs, and
they live with the livestock. They live with the livestock.
They're having. Bone problems. I think they're bone and tendon problems during growth periods because they'll limp for a while. We've switched them on, tried different foods to encourage slower growth, and that's been an ongoing situation. They're Kuvas and Newfoundland crosses.
Okay. And I understand you've kind of had on and off lameness problems. And I was thinking, Dr. Mike, about like maybe a panosteitis or something.
That would certainly be my first guess, too.
And any advice they could do with these two dogs of theirs that would help with that?
Oh boy, you know, it's tough because I think that sometimes even with the best diet, you can, you know, run into some of these, just from the genetics of these breeds, run into some of these growing pains, panosteitis type things, and usually they'll get through it. I do think that sometimes from a supplemental standpoint, adding a little bit of MSM into the diet can help with some of the aches and pains and inflammation.
Okay.
I think that can be very helpful. And just, you know, looking over the diet and seeing, well, you know, really what is our carb load? You know, do we have a lot of simple carbohydrates and simple sugars that might accelerate some of this growth? And trying to keep that as low as possible, too, I think is helpful. But if you're doing a good, you know, diet with, you know, whole foods and those ratios are pretty good, but yet you're still having this issue, you could try a little bit of MSM.
All right. Unfortunately, I've got to interrupt because we are out of time and we've got to be on time when we end the show. So, Dr. Mike, thank you so much. Look forward to our next Vet Sunday. Dee and Willa, I'll talk to you this week because we're broadcasting live next week at the Pet Expo at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. Come on down. Gates open at 10. We're live. And I'll have a Dee and Willa report for you somehow. And like I said, I'll talk to you guys off the air. Go to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events if you want to donate to the Dee and Willa Fund. And boy, that's it. Mike, thank you. Scotty, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again live from the Puyallup Fairgrounds next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets.